gentlemen, and welcome back to the show. The best way I know how to do these podcasts, I learned over the years, instead of scripting too much, I've decided just to basically set down my recorder and just let it play and record and just, you know, talk about whatever comes natural. Too much scripting has kind of ruined some of my podcasts, writing things down and you know, coming up with things to, you know, say and talk about and stuff like that. And I just don't think it's a good formula. So if I kind of go on a little bit of a, you know, a tangent and kind of go off into left field during this conversation, I apologize. And, you know, like I've said before about this podcast and just, you know, my YouTube channel in general, I've never really wanted it to be strictly a scripted or something that was written down. I just wanted it to be natural and fun and informative and just, you know, something for myself to have fun and everybody to listen to it and, you know, maybe gain some knowledge that they didn't know before. Excuse me. Anyways, let's get right into it. For those who have not watched SmackDown, Del Rio won back the United States Championship. I'm not really sure where they're going with this, why they had Kalisto win it on Monday and basically lose it a couple days later. My initial thought was, okay, Del Rio is dropping the United States Championship to Kalisto, which is leaving Del Rio to enter the world title run eventually, which leads me into sort of a modified discussion of that, and that is, does anyone really care that Alberto Del Rio is back? I mean, personally, I never really liked the guy. And it wasn't because of him in WWE, necessarily. They pushed him so much and so quickly that we all just basically got tired of it. I don't really know what led up to the whole process of them dropping the ball and just ruining it so badly. When he was World Heavyweight Champion, no one really cared. When he was WWE Champion, no one really cared. And now that he's the United States Champion and he, you know, defeated John Cena for the title, I don't think really anybody really cared that much there either. I've never really heard the story on why he left Lucha Underground. I think one of the biggest reasons is they made a lot of promises to him saying that they were going to center their company around him, and I don't think that turned out anywhere close to what he imagined. And of course, he came back to the WWE, and it was a shock for him to return. I was shocked about it. I kind of had a feeling he was in talks with the WWE, but I wasn't 100% sure about him coming back. And I don't know what it is exactly that I do not like about him. I mean, he's an excellent technician. He's got tons of talent, and I think it's more of WWE taking someone and modifying it to their liking and then trying to shove it down our throats and say, okay, you're going to like this guy, and this is why, as opposed to doing it naturally and letting a person get over gradually and just moving their way into the, you know, the fans' view, and then the fans make that decision as opposed to corporate decisions. And, you know, we've seen this over the years with different people, and it's not just Del Rio. They've done it with others as well. So it's nothing new when it comes to, you know, the big wide world of professional wrestling. It's always been going on if you've looked for it. But anyways, what else would you guys like to hear on future podcasts? Leave comments down below. And, you know, I want to hear you guys' opinion on stuff. Would you guys like to hear me talk about more of the current product? What I call the Federation years, or would you guys like for me to talk about other promotions? You know, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, TNA, stuff like that. You know, it's pretty much all up for grabs. I've tried to separate myself. I don't want this to be like everyone else's podcast. I do not want this to be, you know, something that can be duplicated or, you know, just the same old tired storylines that I've, you know, people have talked about 1,000 times. I'm not going to do a Raw review. It's already been done. I'm not going to do a, you know, those type of things. Unless, you know, I'm the first one to do it, then that's okay. But it's already been done. I don't need to go into it. 2016 Royal Rumble. We found out that it's going to be 29 other people against Roman Reigns. The winner wins the WWE title. Me personally, I've seen an aspect storyline of it could be Triple H shows up, wins, and then it's Triple H versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Or it could be Brock Lesnar wins, and it's Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Hell, I mean, I don't know if it's entirely possible, but there was also speculation that Seth Rollins would show up. I don't know if Seth Rollins is far enough in his recovery to even make a comeback. I don't know how extensive his injury was. I know he was supposed to be out for a considerable amount of time. So, I mean, like they've always said, anything's possible in the WWE. Never say never. Personally, I'm excited about the Royal Rumble. I'm excited about WrestleMania, two of my favorite pay-per-views of the entire year. WrestleMania is always a huge time for WWE in general. They sell lots of merchandise, sell lots of DVDs. It's an opportunity for them to advertise in other avenues that normally people don't see. So you may see an advertisement, you know, in newspapers, radio, commercials, you know, other than their normal avenues. And it's definitely always been a very smart decision on their part to get other avenues of entertainment in on WrestleMania and just pro wrestling in general, which Vince has always been a huge thing about anyway. You know, coinciding with ESPN recently, even, you know, bringing up, you know, there's tons of celebrities that follow wrestling and have been fans of it for years. So why not use that? Why not bring those people to the, you know, the public eye and use those type of advertisements as well? Currently, I am sitting in my man cave on my couch, drinking a 2 liter of Mountain Dew. I just finished watching Monday Night Raw for Monday, and I'm thinking about possibly eating a bowl of cereal. Dr. Nick loves a wildlife, you guys, I tell you. But what can I say? It's the life. What would you guys do if you won the Powerball? I know what I would do. I would buy a private island, buy all kinds of wrestling collectibles, go and travel to a lot of the shows. There's a lot of things that I could do with that type of money. List some of the reasons that, you know, what would you do if you won that type of money? What are some of the things that you would do? I don't care how frivolous or how strange or funny it is. Just, you know, tell me down below what you guys would do. Of course, we've talked about this before when it comes to people on the internet wrestling community. Recently, there was a gentleman, which you could probably look it up. I'll see if I could find a link for it. But there was a person on YouTube who decided on personally attacking the Ultimate Warrior's family basically saying that Jim Helwig, the Ultimate Warrior, was a piece of crap. And they're saying that WWE and everyone around him basically forgot about every mistake and horrible thing that he said about all these people. And because he was supposedly forgiven and inducted into the Hall of Fame and passed away, that everybody basically jumped on the, you know, the Ultimate Warrior bandwagon and all this kind of stuff. Now, me personally, you know, I've been a fan. I was a fan of the man during his entire wrestling career. I know he said a lot of things. I know things were said about him. But I don't think a man's decisions throughout his life, you know, should be put upon the contributions that he made to the business. You know, everybody put their feelings aside. Inducted him into the Hall of Fame where he belonged. People were able to bury the hatchet, and that's what it should be left at. And his family, his wife and his two children, should not be personally attacked by anyone. It should be left alone and just let them live in peace and respect the person who was the Ultimate Warrior as an entertainer and as a human being. I mean, did this person personally know him? I doubt it. I think this is just a bitter, ignorant wrestling fan who wants to gain some type of notoriety by being an asshole, which happens all the time. Which brings me to this point. People are up in arms about the new UFC video game. About the fact that CM Punk has not had a single fight, but he's on the game. Oh, for the love of... Oh, Jesus. Can we stop talking about it? Get over it. Quit being bitter about CM Punk leaving. Quit being bitter about the whole damn thing in general. He's gone. He's probably never coming back. Just leave the man alone. If, you know, Dana White wanted to rush things along and have him fight, he would do that. He's the president and owner of the company. He knows what he's doing. He runs a successful business. It seems like everybody nowadays wants to be a critic, and they think they know how they can run something. You know, from their computer, from their room at their house. Well, I can run this a lot better. I can do this better than he can. Well, if that was the case, you'd be doing it. You wouldn't be sitting there reviewing those titles of storylines and internet news garbage. You wouldn't be sitting there recycling this crap. And that's what it is. It's crap. I mean, yeah, it's a headline. But is it pertinent to the situation at hand? No. It's a bunch of bitter fans who are still pissed about CM Punk leaving. He left because he fell out of love of wrestling. Only himself, only CM Punk, knows why he left. I mean, yes, he went on and talked about the whole thing on his friend's podcast and other avenues. And, you know, maybe even Colt Cabana, his good friend, doesn't know the whole story. We don't know. Yes, I was a fan and still am a fan of CM Punk. But I've gotten over it. I still watch his matches. I still go back and watch everything that he did and respect the man for the contributions that he made for the time that he was there. But I'm not going to sit there and troll his Twitter and make all these videos about, you know, even so far many years it's been since this happened. About, was CM Punk going to come back? Is this going to, you know, why did he leave? I'm still pissed about this. Get over it, people. Just get over it. It's done. It's over with. You know, yeah, I was a little upset at first. But then I understood the reasoning behind everything that happened the way it did. I understood it. So I guess in a way, wrestling fans out there, and it's not all of them. It's, you know, I'm not... generalizing all of them, you know, just as a group, I'm saying for the ones who, a lot of you just need to really grow up, is what it comes down to. If you don't want to watch Monday Night Raw because you think it sucks, don't watch it. If you don't want to watch SmackDown, don't watch it. WWE is not going to lose any money from you because of you know, a small portion who, well, okay, this was okay. I like this week, but I don't like the week before. It sucked. They're not going to lose any money from you. They're not going to go, oh, no, Billy Bob in Kentucky didn't tune into Raw. The ratings dipped. I mean, yes, the ratings have been horrible, but they're a multi-billion dollar corporation. And yes, they're making strides and improving a lot of different things, but complaining and bitching about it on the internet, on Twitter, on everything, it's not going to change anything. Talking about social media, how awesome is it? The social outcast. You have Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, and Bo Dallas. Four guys who have so much talent, barely get any TV time. And hopefully this is sort of an inkling of what's to come. I'm really excited to see where this is going. I've always been a fan of Heath Slater. I've always been a fan of Adam Rose, which I was more of a fan of his other character in NXT, Leo Kruger. Bo Dallas, a lot of potential. There always has been. Curtis Axel, a lot of potential as well. Hopefully WWE picks up on it and finally listens to the fans. And I'm not talking about the fans that continuously talk negative, but the ones who bring up good points, make suggestions, and are just all-around pleasant fans. Those are the ones that WWE listens to, not the ones that sit there and troll the superstars and just say stupid stuff. Which, oh my gosh, Kevin Owens is hilarious on Twitter. It is so funny to see some of his responses. It's just really great to see somebody snap back like that and put people in their place. But anyways, for those who have watched the previous YouTube videos that I've put up, thank you. Check them out. Check out all my other podcasts. Check out United Wrestling Coalition on FNX.network. Check out the World's Almost Greatest Finest Podcast. Check out, you know, Your Opinion Doesn't Matter. Check out all these great podcasts. I want everybody to check out all the really cool stuff on FNX Network. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another Dr. Nick production, I guess you could say. And remember this, it's a great day to be a wrestler.
Hey, I'm Will, the host of the podcast From the Sidelines, proud members of the FNX Network. I'm here to tell you why you should listen to our show. Do you need a comprehensive look over all the sporting happenings in the world on a weekly basis? Then you need From the Sidelines. Me and the guys discuss the bizarre, the serious, and the downright weird in sport every week. Seriously, one week we talked about jousting. It was so weird. If you love sport, you'll love our show. So come and join us as we look at sport from the sidelines.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's been edited.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. You don't need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan, that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, FNX.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
FNX. I'll buy my song and I won't...
Chew the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootTheDefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at ShootTheDefence.
This is